is pressed. Stop button Alt plus S.
Hi guys, this is Jake Gross. In this podcast, I'm going to demonstrate yet more features I added to the setup because this has become a really powerful setup program, actually. And for a change of scenery, I'm going to be installing it in a Windows 98 VM. So, to see how accessible it looks in this VM.
Windows 9 pane.
So, I will launch a setup for, well, for
Windows 98 VMware Player non-commercial.
Change the ISO.
Virtual pro CD slash DVD id using file C colon backslash roscan.com backslash utilities backslash MDR adaptive connect compra pre. Process out and access out for an applicable win yes win pain.
So I'll launch a setup program.
Run type in a select CEFODSAE. Select setup language. Select the language to use during the installation. Combo box English.
Now this is new in the program. I have added multilingual support. So we have
Katala,
Kalan,
Dansk,
Dutch,
Deutsch,
German,
English, Frankis,
French,
Italiano,
Italian,
Netherlands.
Actually, that was the first one wasn't Dutch. It was Danish. Actually, but this is Dutch.
Norsk,
Norwegian,
Portuguese,
Brazilian Portuguese.
Portuguese standard.
Standard Portuguese. So
English.
English.
Setup Windows C Sound Schemes. Welcome to the Windows C Sound Schemes Setup Wizard. This will install Windows C Sound Schemes 1.0 on your computer. It is recommended that you close all other applications before continuing. Click Next to continue or Cancel to exit setup. Next, press and push button.
I'll press Enter.
Setup, Windows C Sound Schemes License Agreement. Please read the following important information before continuing. Please read the following license agreement. You must accept the terms of this agreement before continuing with the installation. The software is provided as is, without any express or implied warranty. In no event shall the author be held liable for any damages arising from the use of the software. Client.
Yeah, so it just read the agreement right there. For some reason, you can't really navigate through the edit field.
Cancel push button. I do not accept the agreement.
Like, the edit field is silent, so you have to make it read the dialogue. Like, if I go with Alt-Tab. Or with Windows M.
List. Setup. Windows C Sound Schemes License Agreement. Please read. I do not
Yeah, you have to do that. Then you do accept.
I accept the agreement. Back. Next.
And then press Enter. Next.
Setup. Windows C Sound Schemes. Select destination location. Where should Windows C Sound Schemes be installed? Setup will install Windows C Sound Schemes into the following folder. To continue, click Next. If you would like to select a different folder, click Browse. Edit C colon backslash backslash windows backslash backslash media backslash backslash windowsc sound schemes.
And that's what we want. I'll press enter.
Setup Windows C sound schemes. Select components. Which components should be installed? Select the components you want to install. Clear the components you do not want to install. Click next when you are ready to continue. Combo box full installation. Outline.
And we have it calls it an outline.
Analog sound scheme checkbox checked. Windows C1, window, metallic, organic, pocket, pop, sci-fi sounds, analog sound.
Yep, all the sound schemes that you saw in the list early in the last podcast I did. I'll just press enter.
Setup, Windows C sound scheme, select start menu folder. Where should setup place the program's shortcuts? Setup will create the program's shortcuts in the following Start Menu folder. To continue, click Next. If you would like to select a different folder, click Browse. Edit Windows C Sound Schemes.
Now this is new. Basically, you have a Start Menu folder, and then you have in this folder, you have the Explore Windows CE Sound Schemes, which helps you go into the directory where the sounds are installed, or the sounds are. You can view the license, view the README, open the sound control panel, and uninstall the program. So I'll just press Enter to accept the default location of the icons.
Setup, Windows C Sound Schemes. Select additional tasks. Which additional tasks should be performed? Select the additional tasks you would like set up to perform while installing Windows C Sound Schemes, then click Next. Create a Start Menu Shortcuts checkbox checked.
Create the Start Menu Shortcuts. We can uncheck this if we don't want shortcuts in our Start Menu.
Create a Desktop Icon checkbox not checked.
Create Desktop Icon. The desktop icon basically is the Explore Windows CE Sound Scheme, so you can open the sounds folder from the desktop. That's convenient. I will just check that because, yeah.
Checked. Back press next.
Next.
Setup. Windows CE Sound Schemes ready to install. Setup is now ready to begin installing Windows CE Sound Schemes on your computer. Click Install to continue with the installation, or click Back if you want to review or change any settings. Install. Press I push button.
See if you could read
cancel push button.
Edit multi-line.
Edit destination location. C:\WINDOWS\WINDOWS\MEDIA\WINDOWS\C sound scheme setup type. Full installation selected components. Analog sound scheme Windows C 1.0 default sounds Windows C 2.0 default sounds metallic sound scheme organic sound scheme pocket PC 2000 default sounds pocket PC 2002 default sounds sci-fi sound scheme start menu folder Windows C sound schemes additional tasks create a start menu shortcuts create a desktop icon.
That's our settings.
Back press, install, press I push
now
button.
Now we can install and we'll have a few things that we could do after installation.
Cancel push button, setup, Windows C Sound Schemes completing the Windows C Sound Schemes setup. Wizard Setup has finished installing Windows C Sound Schemes on your computer. The application may be launched by selecting the installed icons. Click finish to exit setup. View readme.txt checkbox checked.
Now we could view the README, which, well, we'll do that in the Start Menu later because there's a few other things in here that I want to show you.
Not checked. View license.txt checkbox not
view
checked.
License if you really wanted to do that after the installation, you know.
Explore sounds directory checkbox not checked.
We can open the sounds directory after closing setup.
Open sounds control panel checkbox not checked.
Open sound control panel and one item that's only available in the setup program for technical reasons.
Test sound card checkbox not checked.
Now this is interesting. Basically, it will just test your sound card by playing a few MIDI files that I took from the Microsoft Plus for Kids CD, the MSN stuff, like three MIDI files there that I found and I wanted to include these. So if we check this box.
Checked. Finish. Press F. Push button.
Finish. Okay, a little bit of background. I found a MIDI player for Windows that, I mean, it was written in C, and it would not run on Windows 98 in its current compiled form. Fortunately, the developers provided the source code for it, so I was able to recompile it with an older version of Visual Studio, that being Visual Studio 6, and then I was able to include it in here and use that as a MIDI player instead of Windows Media Player. And you're probably wondering, why aren't you using WAV files? Because WAV files are mainly used for the sound card. Well, I found a WAV file player, but I don't believe I found the source code for it. Or it's written in C++ or whatever. So, I'll just press finish. And besides, WAV files would take up a lot more space, so... I want to make the setup less than a megabyte, and we're almost hitting that limit. So I'll just press enter and finish, and you'll hear the little test. Yeah. That was the first file. Second one. Last one, and then...
List.
The setup exits. Yep, I mean, I don't really... I mean, I just implemented the sound card test because I was bored, but, you know, I mean, it's useful. Let's say you're on a computer that has no sound scheme enabled. It's a really old 98 machine, and you want to see if sound card, if your sound card works, and generally MIDI goes through the sound card on most systems. So, you know, it's a good test, but it's unchecked by default, so you don't have to do this if you want to. And the and also, for some reason, on Windows 8 and later, this MIDI player, or I don't, Windows Vista or Windows 8, I haven't really messed with it, but I know Windows 8 had a lot of MIDI mapper changes, but in Vista, they took out the MIDI mapper from the user control panel and the registry key or something. Basically, in like Windows 10, it will choose your first MIDI synth, so that mine being CoolSoft, it would use that instead of my real default, which is the YMF262 emulator. So, yeah, that's basically what happens there. On an XP and it will, an older, it will just use your default synth. So, let's go in the start menu and load the README, because we didn't actually have that open.
Menu pop up, window, program, Windows C sound scheme, submenu, explore, license, press L. Open sounds control panel, press O. README, press R. Uninstall Win, README, press R. Edit, these are the Windows C and Pocket PC sound schemes adapted for desktop versions of Windows. They work on Windows 95 and later.
Yep, just a little bit of information what this is.
List.
And let's see what else we got.
Menu pop-up, Win, Program, Windows C, Explore Sounds Directory, press E, List. Analog, Star Wars, Analog.
Yep. So it just opens the directory, Windows Explorer.
List. Menu. Program Windows X license open license press L. Edit, the software is provided as is, without any express or implied warranty. In no event shall the author be held liable for any damages arising from the use of the software. List
license
menu with Pro Windows X license open sounds control panel press O. Program problem with shortcut, the item control that this shortcut refers to has been changed or moved. The nearest match, based on size, date, and type, is C:\\WINDOWS\\SYSTM\\OOBE. Do you want this shortcut to point to this item? Yes, press Y, no, press N.
I actually don't know. Wait. I wonder. Hang on, let me see. I think I broke something when I was coding the. Yeah, I get to watch me code this thing too, so, I will just click no.
Tray page tab list.
Let's see if anything
menu
else
pop up. Win program. Windows C six. Slice open sounds. Read me. Press R. Uninstall. Windows C sound schemes uninstall. Are you sure you want to completely remove Windows C sound schemes and all of its components? No. Press yes. Press Y. Push button.
Yes.
Windows C sound schemes uninstall. Windows C list.
Windows. Now let's debug this.
Run dialog C. Selection remove code. Text. C. On that bell dot sp. Items here. Items. Sounds dot. Sounds SRC. Popo. Text. Type. Take F7. Popo. X. Extra. C. Copa. C. E. F. O. U. F. D. F. X. C. Colon. F. Windows. Run. C. Code.
C. Code. Fix.
C.
Just a bug in the code.
Items. Sounds.
I use Notepad instead of the regular, you know, setup thing, because, you know, it's Notepad. I just use Notepad to do the code editing and then compile it. Compiler. So let's see.
Control. Sounds. S O U N S C O compile compile sys backslash quote left brace. Right back C.
Oh, that's the problem. So, if we, let's see here.
Back C. Backslash. Right, left, race, quote. C, O, F, top, O, F, quote, semi. Parameters. MMSys dot, find type, set up, control, file name. Control, parameters. MMSys, quote, C, MMSys dot, control. C colon F S sounds dot is free on set. Context C submu slice play read SF replace license dot TXT for on set. S sounds dot is free on set.
Config compile L2 of 20. C untitled in no setup compiler 5.1.4 C colon.
And I'll just
output C colon back selected.
Copy this.
Windows 9 run dot C to text. G I item replace space. Pause 80% seek stat access sounds dot exe 15 up window run C text C out I space up.
Move this to
Windows run dot C colon.
Well, first.
C colon backslash with comp new fold C lag I E O S W E C E C items view list sound I sounds C colon O out delete not yet K C sounds not select item C 3 of 24 items view list DNS window C D.
I'm gonna change the AS.
Did connect comp route pressed set and open MDR and okay win yes yet. C C head DNS with Braille remote sound view. I 7 zip self echo X cans C colon 5 3 IS 3 source for C colon C E edit C E F O U F D S I save create save item C sounds dot I M D R dot C sounds confirm yet yet 3 create int not yet finish dialog create button close button C colon backslash windows verge C to connect at power on check connected check connect browse pressed drop C up M D C sounds dot and that will win yes
okay. Let's try it now.
Run type n selected essence dot select set setup windows setup windows c sounds I accept setup window setup windows c sound scheme select component switch components setup windows c sound scheme select setup windows c script edit top checked setup windows c cancel push button setup view license dot viewer notch list.
Now hopefully this
menu,
is
menu window program windows c it's license open sounds control panel press O. Lip multimedia properties audio playback preferred.
Well, I mean that's close enough. Basically I don't know exactly what the exact sounds control, I know it's somewhere in this control panel thing, but on 98 and lower it looks like the control panel is a little bit different, so you might actually like be in your like volume and stuff. I mean, there might be a way to get sound schemes, but you know, I mean, it's close enough because they fixed the bug. So,
list Windows 98 VMware.
I will go ahead and
pane F file
upload
file new sit network serve reconnect J U book button list sit up sesam src dot camp sesam src dot zip 707,266 compressed zipped folder 12/28/2016/1158.
So
Windows 98.
Yep. You saw me fix a bug. It was a
Windows 9, Windows.
Rather a minor bug, but yeah, I guess I could
Fame. Start list.
Go to the
explore sound.
Yeah.
Explore sounds direct. Organic analog.
There we go.
Explore.
Yes. So that's an old desktop icon, and basically, yep, this is new setup program. I don't know if we'd be making future changes that might. I mean, I add a lot to this program. I mean, the sound card test feature is a really interesting little feature that I implemented, and yeah. So I will go ahead and
Windows virtual recorder dialog. Stop
this recording, and I'll see you guys in the next recording. Bye.